KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's recap action yesterday at the Girls State Basketball Championships as a second quarter flurry did the trick for Lamar's in an upset victory. The 9th-ranked Bulldogs hit 4 3-pointers in a 17-0 run that put them in control as they held off a late charge by number 2 Lewis Central to hand the Titans their first loss, 52-43 in the final game of the Class 4A quarterfinals. That big run put Lamar's up 25-13 at halftime, and the Bulldogs closed it out with free throws after Lewis Central threatened in the fourth quarter. Sophomore Jalen Dreckman led Lamar's with 16 points. Her cousin Madison, a junior, added 13 points, while Jen Schneider scored 10. Megan Holt led Lewis Central with 16 points and 10 rebounds. Natalie Rigatuso added 8 points for the Titans, as Lamar's in its first trip to state since 2002 will move on with an 18-6 record against Grinnell in a Thursday semifinal. Lewis Central set a school record for victories as they finished 22-1. That was their first ever unbeaten regular season. Well, Sioux Center is a step closer to a return to the Class 3A championship game in a matchup of two teams that press and scramble throughout the game. Second-ranked Sioux Center turned back number 10 Red Oak 76-60 to complete the 3A quarterfinal round last night and end the Tigers' 16-game winning streak. The Red Warriors held a 13-point lead heading into the fourth quarter and then had to fend off the Tigers the rest of the way. Red Oak got the lead down to 55-48 with a little more than 6 minutes remaining, and what followed was a wild stretch in which Red Oak couldn't make the shots it needed to get any closer, and Sioux Center couldn't hit the shots it needed to break the game open once and for all. Sioux Center finally got it done with a couple of big shots. Alyssa Mulder hit a set shot from the right corner to make it 66-54 with 2:29 left, and Cameron Cleveringa buried a three-pointer for a 69-56 lead. Sioux Center goes to 23-2, and they'll move on in the tournament. Red Oak couldn't quite get it done after upsetting third-ranked Cherokee in the regional finals. They finished 21-3. Sierra Athan led the Tigers with 19 points and 15 rebounds, which breaks the 3A tournament record of 14 boards set in 2014 by Unity Christian's Anna Keel. Hannah Vile had 14 points for Red Oak. Ellie Rengsdorf had 13, and Sophie Walker 11 to go with 6 steals, as Red Oak finished with 16 steals in that contest. Elsewhere in 3A first round play yesterday, Crestwood beat South Tama 66-28, North Polk over Davenport Assumption 64-47, and Monticello beat Clear Lake 61-50 to advance. Well, Trainer got the ball inside, and it worked, so the Cardinals kept it up. Dominating on the interior, second-ranked Trainer broke the game open in the second quarter as they beat number 11 West Sioux 54-30 to start the 2A tournament. Kayla Chapman led the Cardinals with 20 points, while Madeline Ditchler had 17 points and 10 rebounds. Guard Connor Sudman contributed 9 points for Trainer, which lost a heartbreaker to Western Christian in last year's championship game. Now the Cardinals are a step closer to getting back to the final night. Ditchler had 9 points and Chapman had 5. As Trainer outscored West Sioux 18-4 in the second quarter to open up a 30-10 lead, the Cardinals went on to lead by as many as 27, and West Sioux was unable to mount any kind of a challenge against its tournament-savvy opponent. Trainer, making its 15th trip to state, takes a 23-1 record into a semifinal game on Friday. Elsewhere in 2A play yesterday, it was Grundy Center beating Iowa City Regina 46-45. Today, the day will start with a couple of 2A first-round games. Cascade will play Dyke New Hartford, and Panorama plays North Union. That's an 11:45 game today. Well, the Exira EHK Spartan girls basketball team is preparing for their fourth straight appearance at the girls state basketball tournament. After falling in overtime in the semifinals last year, the Spartans are prepared to make some noise again on the big stage. This year, they face a first-round challenge from AGWSR, the Cougars, out of Ackley. The Cougars are 21-2, and they're led by one of the top shooting guards in the state, and Mandy Willems, who's averaging 19 points a game. She's connected on 79 three-pointers this season and is shooting 49% from the outside. Her backcourt mate, Aubrey Fisher, is connected on 52% of her three-point attempts on the year. That forms a pretty potent outside shooting combo. Cougar head coach Lori Gann talked about her leaders.
We've got a couple of powerful guards and who can shoot the ball and very strong leaders on the floor for us, and they've done a lot for us this year. And they were coming on strong last year, and you could kind of see that they've kind of taken the team on their backs and kind of got us to this point.
Well, the Cougars are also a deep team that's gotten strong contributions from some young post players. They're averaging 65 points a game on the year. Their only two losses on the season came to West Marshall and Grundy Center, teams that they also beat during their other meeting of the regular season. Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson said the Spartans will need to limit opportunities for the Cougars on the offensive end.
Well, you know, you're going up against probably one of the best shooting guards, regardless of class, in the entire state. Willems is averaging, 19 points a game, 50% from the three-point line. And, you know, her off-guard is Fisher. She shoots 50% also from the three-point line. So it's two girls you obviously have to recognize. But probably even more importantly, Chris, is going to be the offensive boards. We have to keep them off the boards. Our defensive rotation communication is going to have to be outstanding because they really crashed the boards.
The Spartans come in with a 23-1 record, avenging their only loss of the season to Booyer Valley later on in the campaign. And Coach Peterson talked about the team's growth since that loss to the Bulldogs on January 2nd.
Probably just our improvement throughout the season. If you look at what we did at the beginning before Christmas, Chris, we weren't real impressive. So it was a lot of hours trying to get our kids to understand defensive rotation, some of the things that are necessary in order to be successful. And, you know, I thought after the Booyer Valley game there on January 2nd, our kids kind of stepped back and realized that maybe they're not doing some of the things they're supposed to be doing in practice. And, you know, the intensity picked up, and I thought that our girls played better basketball after that. So, you know, led by two seniors with what they've been doing, and our younger kids are continuing to improve.
Sophia Peppers leads the Spartans with 19 points a game. Fellow senior Keely Nelson has added 16 per game. The Spartans as a team have averaged 66 points per contest. Coach Gann says she sees similarities between the two teams.
I think there are a lot of ways that we're very similar teams, both defensively and offensively, so it should be a good matchup. And you know, we've got our goal again is to, as it has been pretty much every night, is you know, we want to control the basketball, and rebounding is a big thing, and if we can get our defense going.
Tip-off between the Spartans and Cougars set for 3:15 this afternoon. We'll have coverage of that game for you here on KJAN. Our pregame gets underway at 1:45. We got lots of fun stuff for you in the pregame. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have the call for you from Des Moines. Elsewhere in 1A play today, Springville plays Algona Bishop Garrigan. It'll be Newell Fonda facing Key, and Central Decatur will play Montezuma to round out today's first-round action. Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference announced its girls' basketball all-conference teams for this season. Only two unanimous picks this year, Megan Holt, who helped lead her Lewis Central team to the state tournament, a first-team pick, along with Logan Hughes, junior from Shenandoah. There were three first-team unanimous selections. Alex Moore of Denison was another junior point guard. Also on the first team, Sierra Athan of Red Oak, Amy Adams of Kemper Catholic, Brielle Baker of Creston, Megan White of Lewis Central, and Bailey White of St. Albert. Also among the picks this year, Atlantic had one selection that was an honorable mention pick for Bailey Newell, a junior guard for Atlantic. In boys basketball last night, sub-state finals in Class 4A were held across the state. Sioux City East knocked out Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln in a tight 163-59. Other 4A winners, Cedar Falls, Iowa City West, Johnston, Muscatine, North Scott, West Des Moines Valley, and Waukee. They all moved to state. Pairings are set now for the boys' state tournament next week. Among the locals in Class 1A, St. Albert, the 7th seed, they'll play Grandview Christian in a first-round game next Monday. In the 2A portion of the tournament, Trainer got the number 1 seed, and they'll face Wapello in a Monday afternoon contest in first-round play. Also, late on Monday night, Kemper Catholic, the 7th seed, will play Sheldon in a first-round contest. Van Meter will play Western Dubuque on Tuesday morning. Also in 3A, Glenwood is the 4 seed in that tournament. They'll play 5th-seeded Norwalk in a 1 o'clock game next Tuesday afternoon, the boys' tournament next week. After years of getting owned by Iowa State, Oklahoma State exacted some payback in 2018. Jeffrey Carroll scored 21 points, Cameron McGriff had 19, and Oklahoma State cruised past Iowa State 80-71 last night, sweeping the season series with the Cyclones after losing the previous 10 meetings. Mitchell Solomon had 10 points and 11 rebounds for the Cowboys. Lindell Wigginton had 20 points. Donovan Jackson scored 17 for Iowa State, as they'll finish last in the league and be the number 10 seed for next week's conference tournament in Kansas City. That's a tournament they won just a year ago. Top 25 college hoops last night. Miami beat 9th-rated North Carolina 91-88. Arkansas down number 14, Auburn 91-82. 16th-ranked Tennessee beat Mississippi State 76-54. And St. Joseph's downing number 17, Rhode Island 78-48. The Hawkeyes have lost in their first Big Ten tourney matchup each of the last 4 years, but it's not a pattern that concerns head coach Fran McCaffrey.
We approach every game the same way, so, you know, we just hadn't played well the last couple times. Like you said, we'll try to play better.
Iowa came from down 20 to knock off Illinois earlier this season on the road, and they have the attention of McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes. They'll play in the first round of the Big Ten tournament this afternoon, and we'll have that game for you as well. Right after our coverage of the Exira EHK AGWSR game is over from Des Moines, we'll pick up Big Ten men's basketball tournament play, Iowa and Illinois, from Madison Square Garden. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.